This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Well, the battle lines are being drawn. Washington braces for this week's expected House vote to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Sherry Adler reports.
Michigan Representative Alyssa Slotkin, a freshman Democrat who flipped a battleground Republican seat, says she will vote to impeach President Trump. Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin announced her decision in an op-ed in the Detroit Free Press. Then the former national security official attempted to explain why at a town hall. Slotkin represents the 8th Congressional District, which backed President Trump over Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election, but elected her in 2018 over a Republican incumbent. I'm Shelley Antler.
Meanwhile, former FBI Director James Comey is acknowledging that a Justice Department Inspector General report identified real sloppiness in the surveillance of a former Trump campaign aide. He says he was wrong to have been overconfident about how the Russian investigation was handled. But Comey also told Fox News Sunday that he was right to feel some measure of vindication because the report did not find evidence for some of the most sensational accusations made by President Trump and his supporters.
Remember how we got here? The FBI was accused of criminal misconduct. Remember, I was going to jail and lots of other people were going to jail. People on this network said it over and over and over again. The Inspector General did not find misconduct by FBI personnel, did not find political bias, did not find illegal conduct. Inspector General found significant mistakes, and that is not something to sneeze at. That's really important. But the American people, especially your viewers, need to realize they were given false information about the FBI. It's honest. It is not political. It is flawed.
This is VOA News.